Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Natural Radio Show. This is your host, Indira Mendez, and today's date is November 28, 2020, on a Saturday evening. And tonight's topic is going to be about next age union between women and men. And of course, I have a special guest Mr. Nubin Minkare is on the line. He's going to be sharing his views on unions, next age unions between women and men from a masculine perspective. So I wanted to start off by just giving a brief synopsis on conflicting issues in relationships, regular relationships between females and males. I just wanted to highlight that there is a difference, and I just wanted to bring it to the forefront so that way, you know, younger people, middle-aged people, and seasoned people can get, you know, more clarity, mostly the younger age generation, to get more clarity on the whole dynamic of relationships between females and males. So usually in regular typical relationships, there's a stain of being territorial with each other, to whereas, you know, either the man might look at the woman as property, or the woman might feel as though she's entitled to certain things, you know, pertaining to that male per se. So usually what that results into is when a female and a male has a territorial mindset, for the female, it causes a conflicting mindset. And with a male, it causes a controlling mindset, to where the male would not have any concept of reciprocity in a relationship. Neither would the female have any concept of what a relationship is, which is why, you know, younger women have difficulty understanding what it is that they want, what they're looking for. Their value, you know, as a woman is not really, you know, fulfilled in those types of relationships. And usually with men, when it comes down to having any sexual contact, the men usually go through sexual experiences while the women go through sexual encounters, you know, and usually it's the woman following after the female following after the male, as far as feeling as though she can be equal to whatever it is that he's doing, which is disorderly, because the whole dynamic of a man just in general, a male just in general, is different from how a woman's supposed to operate within her feminine energy. Okay, so usually a lot of times in these younger generations, you got women, females and males hooking up and producing children. And when males are not in a right state of mind, they end up producing a product of corruption. And vice versa, you have women, because they're not in their right state of mind, they produce a product of confusion, mental confusion. So as a result, you know, they have offsprings that really don't have a purpose in life. So I just wanted to highlight those three main conflicting issues and how, you know, women and, you know, males and females relate to each other when it comes down to their being counterparts to each other and feeling as though they are equal, when in all in actuality, it causes issues with relationships, with women being able to form sisterhood, or men being able to form a brotherhood, you know, or be able to maintain relationships with women in a healthy perspective and paradigm. So with that being said, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Okay, and we are back. That was Mark Maxwell, Fallen. So I'm going to continue on with the topic. I talked about conflicting issues and relationships pertaining specifically to females and males because they operate on a two-dimensional and three-dimensional plane when it comes down to relating to each other and having any type of form of purpose in their relationship, which is usually short-lived. So now that I talked about that, I wanted to talk about fourth-dimensional bonds and beyond, which has a lot to do with the balance of feminine and masculine energy. And one of the things that I wanted to highlight is that when it comes down to women being able to tap into their feminine nature, there's three things that have to be given up. Okay, same thing in return for men with masculine energy. There's three things that men have to give up, and these things are the most hard things to give up, but you have to give it up and replace it with something that's going to elevate you into different dimensions. So those three things, when it comes down for feminine energy, is she has to know what humility is. Okay, humility is one thing that you have to embrace, and being able to operate on humble ground. Another thing that you want to be able to do is adopt patience. Have a patience with yourself and have patience with others, and practice that on a daily basis. And one thing that you have to give up is a sense of identity. Sometimes you got to lose yourself in order to find yourself. Too many times you have so-called black women wanting to be in the image of other women instead of being comfortable in her own image. But here, the women in Republic of Mentalect are learning to practice being in their own image and feeling comfortable with that. So basically giving up vanity, giving up impatience, and giving up a prideful nature is those things that you have to give up in order to embrace the, you know, feminine quality about yourself and enhance it. You know, it's nothing wrong with embracing the humility side of yourself, you know, and being able to understand it, the ins and out of it. It's nothing wrong with that. And then being patient with yourself, understanding, you know, the dynamic and the craft of who and what you are as a woman and embracing it. It's nothing wrong with that. Okay? Now, when it comes down to masculine energy, the three things that the men have to give up is false ego, false pride, and inauthenticity. You know, a lot of times men are not really transparent with each other because they are operating on an egotistical or prideful nature, and usually sometimes that can cause a barrier between how men relate to each other or communicate a message to one another. So if you are a man, you have to be able to assess, you know, what you, your ego range, and be able to understand that there's certain things that makes a man and certain things that break a man. And once you understand that and you're comfortable with that aspect of it, then you're good. And when I talk about the prideful part, sometimes men can have false pride about certain things, as far as they could be wrong about something and have this thing to where they're wrong and strong, and that makes you weak. Sometimes if you know you did something wrong, or you know you was in the wrong, a man straight up acknowledges it and apologizes for whatever it is, opposed to feeling justified in his actions. And then when it comes down to being inauthentic, it's okay to, you know, be cautious and careful of other men, but when you have a distrustful nature, it kind of clashes, you know, with other men, and you're not able to establish a solid bond. So sometimes those are the three things that will have to be given up to strengthen the brotherhood between men. So with that being said, I'm going to open up the lines. So 347, you on air?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Good evening to you, Sandra, and the listening audience. It's quite interesting. You covering this topic, and you know, I've been meaning to expand. I'm going to expand further on the fourth dimensional relationships and why we are not following the traditional idea of marriage in the society, because the traditional idea of marriage in the society is made, you know, it's played out and is proven not to be something, a union that is sustainable and viable in the long run to men and women going forward in the future. So the only thing that became viable to us and, you know, having that connection was mergers, like corporations, companies that, you know, that work together, two entities, man and woman coming together to produce something greater in children, you know, as a form of dividend, and, you know, and being like a business and taking the emotion out of it. I spoke about that the other night, about removing the emotion from the man and woman relationship and replacing infatuation with admiration.
Right.
Because if you admire people and you have respect for people for what their ultimate purpose is, then you could always, those people could always be utilized in whatever you do, whatever you undertake. But as long if you have people who are just together for an infatuation type of thing, then nothing's going to come of that. You know, the fourth dimensional union, you know, this is supposed to be an outer dimensional union. I mean, then you speak on that. I know earlier you said something about that. What was your thoughts on that, the fourth dimensional?
Oh, for fourth dimensional, I had wanted to talk about, like, how when it comes down to balancing feminine masculine energy, they are able to be open to establishing bonds between each other. And when they are on that level of establishing a bond, they are able to extend themselves beyond dimensions. And I just wanted to mention about mergers. The whole purpose of the union is to merge as one, as you mentioned. And I know a lot of times, you know, women that still either developing or learning themselves, they may not have graduated to understanding the quality behind the aspect of mergers, how you explain it, to whereas, you know, maybe in the future you're going to have, you know, five women to one man. And a lot of times, you know, women may not feel comfortable because they don't have a comfortable aspect within themselves. So I just wanted to say that, you know, when a woman takes the time to really understand herself and be able to establish that bond with that man, it's about mentally connecting and locking with that man and not getting so caught up into familiarity, you know, because as they say, familiarity breeds contentment. So when you have a mental connection with one another, it causes harmony. So harmony usually influences peace. You know,
so in other words, so in other words, no emotional connection, but a mental connection.
It's a mental connection because I wanted to metaphorically use the different elements, because I just wanted to just give a description to the listeners so that way they can have a good understanding of a man's nature and a woman's nature. And I wanted to use the five elements, which is earth, fire, wind, and water. Okay, so I wanted to use that specifically to just show how, you know, sometimes the man being the sun, and he basically rotates, you know, on, you know, just the whole part, the paradigm of it, not to confuse anyone, and the women being those elements. sometimes that man has to engage, you know, the woman, that elemental, you know, dimensional aspect from her, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So in other words, instead of having this mundane relationships between females and males, which is why you have a male always going out wanting to be with another woman or whatever the case might be, because he doesn't fully understand his nature. But a man that understands his masculinity and understands his nature, he understands what he has to bring to the table, and he has to be very careful in the women who he chooses to take on as his own, because they become a part of him and not someone that's external.
Mm-hmm. You know,
right?
I made the analogy to
mm-hmm.
you. No, I was making an analogy to you when you talked mm-hmm. about the man and five or six women taking a hold of one man. Like they said mm-hmm. in the Bible, seven women taking a hold of one man. And, you know, somebody had told me, a very wise person once told me about, and I mm-hmm. you know, it made sense about how hard it is, when reproducing, how hard it is for the sperm of, you know, the male sperm of a male child to, you know, survive in the womb
right.
of the woman, but the female sperm hang around and they tend to live and make their way into the ovaries and things like that, and you know, and for fertilization, they
mm-hmm.
tend to hang around, and the if the males are not if they're not fertilized quickly, they all die off. So it's more,
mm-hmm.
in other words, this is saying that more females make it through into this life than males do. More females
mm-hmm.
are gonna. This is why there's a such a disparity in women to men. More women to men, because the men tend to die out a lot quicker. If they don't make it right away, then they're not gonna. Then that's it for them. So they have a lot working against them. That's
mm-hmm.
it was obviously made that way for a reason, where it's harder for the male sperm to survive in the, you know, in the womb of the woman, you know, when it's reaching the age for fertilization, as opposed
right.
to the female. So, you know, obviously this was
so
a design that was set up this way for a reason, you know?
Right. So when you trans, I originally think that, you know, well, bronze men are naturally manifestors. And I just feel like every other, you know, this is just my opinion, that other race of men are, you know, mankind usually operate off of manipulative energy, opposed to the bronze man who has a natural energy within themselves. And especially if that man, you know, that bronze man has, you know, those different elements of women that can, you know, recharge that man to stand as one.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
usually emotional bonds don't really last long, because it's interchangeable like the weather. Like if even though like when I use the fire, wind, water, and earth, usually it's like when you relate to the weather, women emotions are like that. And this is why relationships or marriages are not really long-lived, opposed to the sun.
Yeah, because they
like
base
I said,
more,
it just rotates on a cycle. Mm-hmm.
Because it's based more in emotion. It's based
mm-hmm.
on emotion instead of mental. Instead of the
right.
mental connection is more emotional. And that's why it don't last long. Because people, you know, people always... They need something to think about as they are
mm-hmm.
together, as they are thinking about breaking apart. They need something to think about, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is what will keep them together in alignment when they have something to
right.
think about with the purpose of them being there and whatnot. So, again, that's a mental connection. People who move
mm-hmm.
off of the physical, they just, you know, everything with it's them is a whim, and they're here today, going tomorrow.
Right. So usually, like, the way I imagine it in my mind is that, you know how I think I can't, the Israelites, how they say the woman is the earth of some sort.
Yeah,
I just
well,
wanted to just highlight that that the man is not supposed to walk over the earth or walk over the woman, because he's a higher element and he's a higher source of energy, because the sun is constant and it never changes. But as you know, how people say it's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah,
it's
but
not.
Exactly, it's not. You're absolutely right. But there's always, because you know, what was set in the upper dimensions was set, and then whatever was delivered into the third dimension, that's how it's set here. So, you know, it's just everything here is just smaller and limited stages of what's going on in the upper dimension, because everything is coming from on high down here. But, you know, there is no changing, but there is evolution. You can evolve without changing, because you know, change, evolution is just growth, and you can grow, but your mental don't have to change. You can still be that same person, you know, mentally at the core of who you are, your persona, the core of who you are is going to remain the same, but you can evolve in your way of thinking though.
Yes, and also that goes for women specifically. You know, those who are younger, that they had that opportunity to embrace their womanhood, you know, tap into their feminine energy, understand it, and know that with mergers and using the metaphor of fire, wind, water, and earth, that everyone is unique. Everyone is unique. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a unique, special gift. So it doesn't have to be no... this disparity between familiarity to that man. Usually a man that's not orderly or doesn't know, you know, his nature and stuff may cause conflict between women, to where it prevents sisterhood, a bond, you know, and having this misconstrued thought of being territorial and things of that nature is usually short-lived, and nothing really comes of, you know, their relationship other than the child in common or marriage in common, which is, it amounts to nothing in, at the end of the day.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
So I feel that if the women focus more along the lines of what they have to offer in the relationship as far as their gift, once again, fire, wind, water being earth, you know, of that sort, then there can be an exchange that will ensure extension and progression. Because just like you said, the sun rotates, but it's still evolving.
Well, no, it don't really. It don't. It's not the sun that's rotating. It's not the. It's the moon that's rotating around and whatnot.
Okay.
So,
right.
You know, people usually think the earth is rotating, though, because there's no such thing as rotating. Like I said, there's, you know, the rotation is the moon around the earth, you know.
Okay. All right, so that was my thoughts on establishing an unbreakable mental bond. And this is how, when you understand yourself as a man and a woman and understand the element or the, you know, the energy that you bring as far as feminine and masculine energy, you know, it balances out, and, you know, both parties are able to elevate themselves beyond dimensions. As you mentioned, there's 13 dimensions, right? So in each dimension, there's different capabilities and things to be established beyond the fourth dimension.
I'm going to explain why, if people see me, you know, not to interrupt the broadcast, which is very good, by the way. You know, why I put 1-4-4-4-3-4s instead of, you know, instead of 2-4s. It's the reason why I did that. You know, I'm going to explain that tomorrow. I'm going to be doing a podcast, YouTube Live. I'm going to go live YouTube tomorrow at 4. So.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to try to, if y'all want to chime in, you can press 1, and I'm taking call. If you want to ask any questions, you can ask myself or Mr. Minkari. You're more than welcome. So you just have to press 1.
Like I said, you're doing a great job. A lot of clarity, and I think that a lot of people are looking for a different or a next level, standing when it comes to men and women unions. And, you know, because everything people say that you know I heard before to where it's just trivial, and then we see, you know, the people out and about holding me together. They look trivial. It don't even look real. So that
right.
comes from that whole, you know, marriage energy. So, you know.
Right. And I know you came on the show like last week and you talked about building legacies. And I think that's what the purpose of union is all about. It is about building a legacy.
You're absolutely right.
Which is most important. And when I mentioned about, men and women being able to connect with each other, like mentally connect and lock, meaning whatever you connect, when you connect with that man or that woman, it has to lock whatever, you know, connection that y'all establish with each other. It has to resonate with both parties in order to be extended and unbreakable. Because when you stop forms of communication, when you don't communicate, when you don't engage, you know, sometimes that can kill the connection that you have with the person. So you want to always make sure that you you're able to communicate, you know, your feelings, but communicate what it is that you're going through, you know, how you feel about the relationship, things of that sort, or not relationship, but union, I would say. I had to correct myself. So that's most important, you know, and then understanding the concept behind being able to merge as one unit, and not as two individuals.
A union that's bigger than just the both of you, like I was saying the other night. So, you know, the whole goal is to make families, make dynasties, make offspring. That's the whole point of coming together, to do that and to take care of and protect the women and the children. The men are supposed to take care and take care, protect you all, and take care of the children, take care of the babies. So, and that's all a man should be focused on. You should be focused on nothing else. A lot of these guys, they focus all over the place. They don't know what happened anymore. Don't know if they want to be men or women. They want to, you know, dress some weird clothes. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, stuff like this. People are confused. They're confused.
Right. And I also wanted to mention, too, that with women and men, when you establish in a bond, like, you know, men naturally understand that they are protectors and providers. And when it comes down to women being able to be protective, the way they balance out that masculine energy instead of being territorial is by protecting their offsprings. They're not supposed to be protecting the man, because that's the man's job to protect the woman and to protect his offsprings. So that can eliminate, you know, females or, you know, women from being territorial, like kill that concept or that idea, because that's not the way to operate.
No, it's not. And it's not going to be feasible in the future as we go on ahead and we're looking.
Right.
Because, you know, like I said, the design for more women here than men was put this way for a reason. And mergers need to be based on non-emotional and logical, you know, even the extended ones, you know, because, you know, it's none of this, you know, you're getting with the woman just because she looked good, just because she liked this, that, or he, like, whatever,
right.
It's to build something greater. And that should always be the focus. All this one-on-one thing is over with. you know, all this one-on-one business is going to be over with because, you know, as you see right now, there is a thinning of what we call a thinning of the herd, whereas men or the males, they're becoming lesser and lesser. And then with, you know, what the beast has in mind to destroy the masculinity of the so-called black man, and men in general, but especially the so-called black man. So that prophecy is going to be real when they say, you know, in the last days, seven women are going to take hold of one man. They're going to try to chase him down the street and everything because they're going to be what they're looking for, real men, especially so-called black women.
You are correct. And I also wanted to highlight, too, and this is just my opinion, like the difference between being selfish and selfless, I think with humility and patience and, you know, being humble, that the woman becomes more selfless and more into her feminine quality. And I wanted to highlight that if, you know, I had, you know, or in union with, just given a hypothetical situation with a man, and I know that we've been together for 10 years or so, and we are, you know, we are connected mind, body, and soul, and let's say I have a best friend, and she's by herself, and she doesn't have no man or whatever the case might be to look after her, I would want my counterpart to look out for her. I would want him to establish a bond with her and not leave her by herself. Likewise with a man. When he meets a woman and she already have offspring, I think it takes a lot out of a man to take care and raise another man's child. But at the end of the day, somewhere in that man, he takes on that child as his own, as a part of him.
Mm-hmm.
So this eliminates being selfish in relationships because people will understand that it's not about, you know, what the person like, what the person dislike, and all of these other trivial nonsense as you mentioned before. So those are my thoughts. Like, how do you feel about that? Like, what are your thoughts on that? A man taking care of another man's child.
I think it's very admirable, and the children. I think that it is something that real men are going to stand up and do, and you know, and take on those women as, you know, as women to that man, but those women and the man being open to take on the child of another man, this woman should also be open to take on a, you know, extended merger and, you know, this man having children with her and then the other one and then have one big blended family and bring it together because nothing brings out the fostering and the strength of a man like being having to be responsible for a family, a huge family. He should want to have
a
huge family and be responsible. And, and this
it's
also
the
brings
a
sisterhood.
Woman,
this, yeah, this also brings about maturity in a woman because if she is in an extended merger with another woman and they have a man, they work together, this does away with all that envy and jealousy and that emotional nonsense, that childish foolishness. And it brings about a maturity in an adult and a sisterhood to those two women and also those women who, you know, need support and help with, you know, help with each other's children and just there to be there for each other. Because sometimes men, sometimes men are not going to be, you know, understanding or ultra standing about, you know, what women go through, and you know, sometimes women just need someone to talk, other women to talk to, and you know, lean on, and you know, connect with, and what better than someone who, you know, they in a extended union to get extended, you know, an extended, extended merger with, and they, you know, they both in that situation, and they working together, and like I said, it builds the morale and the maturity of the woman, takes her away from that immature, jealous. Because there shouldn't be no reason why nobody should be jealous or envious or, you know, if we're not supposed to be, as a community, we're not supposed to be in a competition with one another. We should all want to each other to win together.
Yes, I agree.
Community is no place. A community is no place for a person who has the mentality of this. Well, I'm gonna compete against the, you know, be competitive against each other, because competitiveness in the community creates combativeness.
It takes away from masculine and feminine energy.
Exactly.
It takes away.
I'm gonna say that again. I'm gonna say that one more time. Competitiveness in the community breeds combativeness in the community.
Yes.
You know.
That's why I always say, back to the familiarity, it breeds contentment, which causes division.
That's it.
Everyone is in alignment and everyone is on the same page, like I said, harmony influences peace, and it equals out to unity, where everyone is on one accord and there's no discord or confusion, chaos or confusion.
Exactly.
So I can vouch for that. I know that you have to go. Vouch for the fact that, you know, maturity, the propensity of womanhood, when, you know, women can actually put away their defenses and things of that sort, things can get better over time, and their, you know, their bond can strengthen over time as well. So I wanted to thank you for your time and your patience, because I know that you have to go into your show. So I thank you for all the listeners.
But I want to say something before I go. You know, I want everyone out there who are listening to this, because we're going to, you know, same energy that goes into the Mental Ec Radio broadcast is going to go into Naturel. I want this to be Naturel Radio, to be the forum, not just for NROD Sister Sandira Mendez, but also for mentality and women from the Republic of Mental Ec to come up and speak and reach out. That's why I started the thing. Why I wanted everyone, you know, Mental Ec Radio, you know, and I'm going to talk about that more behind the scenes. You know, I asked the brothers, you know, donate $10 a month toward that to give the NROD a voice. Because, you know, again, it's not just your voice. It's going to be your voice. I'm sorry. Yeah,
Naturel
show. I'm sorry, but a Naturel show and whatnot. So I want the NROD and the sisters to have a more of a voice. So, you know,
absolutely.
Like I said, we're gonna put more into the broadcast, and we're gonna build it up over time. So,
thank you. Right. I appreciate that. Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, we're gonna end off with music. No problem.
Right.
Thank
Menzek.
You, Menzek.
Menzek.
Okay, so we're going to end the show. Once again, tonight's topic was about next age union between women and men. I hope that y'all were able to gather something from this show. And this month's theme was about relationships. And next month's theme is going to be about leadership. So you all can stay tuned for next week's show. And thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you.